Whatever business you're in, growth isn't just about getting bigger. At ADP, we believe it's about getting stronger by turning data into insights so you can build teams that work as teams. By using our AI technology to help catch payroll errors before they're errors. And by keeping ahead of thousands of changing regulations so you can keep ahead of everything else. ADP helps businesses like yours grow stronger every day. ADP, HR, talent, time, and payroll. Whatever business you're in, growth isn't just about getting bigger. At ADP, we believe it's about getting stronger by turning data into insights so you can build teams that work as teams. By using our AI technology to help catch payroll errors before they're errors. And by keeping ahead of thousands of changing regulations so you can keep ahead of everything else. ADP helps businesses like yours grow stronger every day. ADP, HR, talent, time, and payroll.
Welcome into what is what I think now is going to be a weekly feature here on RSL.com and the RSL Podcast Network. We're going to check in with Real Salt Lake coaching staff throughout the season, starting with our first training session and RSL head coach Freddie Juarez. Freddie, how are you?
Good, Matt. How are you?
Doing well. And it's been a long time coming here for the first official training session. We don't count that fitness nonsense. Don't tell Hallie I said that.
Yeah.
But kicking soccer balls today, it had to be a nice feeling to watch the guys kicking some balls today.
Yeah, it was good. Thought behind today was it's the first day back. You know, the guys are itching to get on the field and play and compete. And so we based our training session around a couple principles. And we thought the energy was very good from the group. By no means was it the sharpest training session, but it shouldn't be. It's the first session of the year, but the energy was excellent. The attitude was excellent. Moments of the training, there was very, very good moments, and other moments that, you know, it's going to get some used to, you guys get more reps to get sharper. And then us as coaches, you leave and you're like, oh, we could have maybe done this and that and this and that better. But that's going to be every session, but it gives us a good it gives a good indication of what we're going to go into the preseason with as far as attitude and numbers and all of that.
It's been 2.5 months since the season ended in Seattle. What have those 2.5 months been like for you and getting ready for the start of your first training camp as head coach?
Yeah, you look back at that game. You look back at all games that we were together when, as you know, from the whole season, but also when I was with the group, leading the group, and you identify some moments and some game situations that we can improve on. The perfect example is in the attacking. We are a team that likes to rotate, but how we can have structure within that rotate so we're not caught in a bad situation or there's a loss of possession. If we have the ball and we do well with possession and we free up a man who can have time and space to look forward, how we attack that space with the dribble or a penetrating pass into penetrating runners are things we identified, and just lots of things those are things that we thought we did okay in some, very good in others. The very good, we continue to sharpen that up and get sharp on that, and the not so great moments that we need to develop in our style of play, we emphasized the first meeting that these are things that we want to do, improve on, add to our game. And we showed the guys videos, and that's really what it was. It was just prepping for that first day to show the guys what's going to be expected of them.
You answered that question as Freddie Juarez, head coach of Real Salt Lake.
Yeah.
How about the other Freddie Juarez, the one who in real life, the one outside of is there a separation for you? Outside of this office, though, what was the off season like for you?
Outside of the office was soccer.
Yeah.
Still soccer. Seeing family members come and visit. But it's still what I liked about it is I still thought about soccer, which is that's my life, that's my passion. But with that time, you don't have to rush and cram crazy hours. You can kind of do it at your own pace. It's not like you're on, I mean, you are limited to time, but I think it's a good enough time to allow you to prepare properly for get your ideas on paper on so that we can structure what we want to accomplish this year.
You've been in and out of the office, spent a lot of time here with your whole staff.
Yep.
And last night we're here shooting some things, and you're here till what, 9 o'clock last night, 9:30 last night?
Yeah. I wasn't here the whole time, but
yeah, I came in and out though.
In and out, and come and do some, get the numbers of that. We're gonna have a training. In your head, you're like, what's going on? What, you know, am I gonna have the proper numbers? I gotta be ready. And then also, family wants to come and kick the ball around. So then we start doing that out on the field and have some time to enjoy the game on as an athlete.
So was that for you kind of the last exhale before the marathon starts, or was that last minute prepare, get everything you can, making sure every detail is in place for
Monday? trying to a little bit of both, the exhale, but also wanting to make sure that, you know, our goal is to try to put the players in an environment where we can prep them right, where they're organized, where we can get the best out of them. And so that goes into a training session and numbers, and you want to make sure you're not missing anything, and contacting the medical staff. Are we sure he can do this? Are we sure he can do that? Who's this guy's not going to train because of this, so what's he doing then? And it's those things kind of start eating at you during the day. So then I made it a moment to come here to the office just to double check, and I think for the most part we're pretty good today.
How'd you sleep last night?
I slept okay.
Just okay.
Yeah.
A little of that nervous energy?
Yeah. It's nervous. It's excitement. It's preparation. Was it done right? All that goes into your head. But I think more than anything, it's more excitement. It's you're ready to get out there and try to get your ideas across to the guys.
So what do the next 6 weeks look like for you as you look to get this team ready for the opening weekend in Orlando?
We're stressing the principles and the game model and the principles within that game model. And it's not just about saying, we got to show it to the guys. We did today to a certain amount. You can't spend an hour doing it to the fullest of details. So they got a glance of it. They saw some video on it. The ideas, and within now, other times that when we go on the road, that we structure sometimes to get them in small groups to really get to the nitty-gritty of those principles and explain them to them, let them see them and let them understand them, and really just start enforcing those and training those throughout the week, because that's what we're going to live and die by. It's training those and mastering those, so that when we get to the game, we know what our style of play is as a group. And so our ideas in those next 6 months, that we can clear those up, train those, and hopefully come out playing good football at the beginning of the year.
It's got to be exciting to have Kyle back for his 14th season at Real Salt Lake, 21st in MLS. I kind of shudder to think of this, but what would the RSL locker room be like without Kyle Beckerman in there?
Yeah, no, Kyle is a legend. He's done it all. He's seen it all in this league. He's seen the goods, the bads, the uglies. And he's, you know, I think he's going on almost 500 games.
He's getting close.
Like 488 or something.
Away, yeah, 12 away.
So, it's Kyle's a guy that you want in there. You want to be, you have him part of you. He's seen what a slow start can be for you and turn it around into quality. He can steady the ship. He can keep guys grounded. He can.
That's got to be vital when you've got a group of young guys.
It is.
And these guys have experience. We're talking about Justin Glad, Aaron Herrera, Corey Baird. Go through the list, and then some of the younger guys that are coming up through. I mean, a guy like Kyle, who not only has been through everything with the league, but has seen everything at this organization, that's got to be crucial for you.
Yeah, it's important. It's important. You know, Kyle. Again, I think the most important for me is when things aren't going great. You know how this league is; it's so up and down. We want to have more ups and downs for sure. But he's a guy that can just keep the locker room in check. And you know what I like about him is he's collaborative. You know, I think you've seen Natum start joining in that group. You've seen Domi join in that group. There's no jealousies. There's everyone trying to do their part for the better of the team. You see Marcelo, you see Albert, and then you see the young guys that are younger than the Albert part, you know, like the 97 group, the Justin Glad, Aaron Tate, all those guys. You know, they're now more experienced. They're not yet. They're like almost going into the in-between, but they're starting to identify Corey. They're starting to identify that they can be leaders. Yeah. And should be leaders. So we have a good group led by a good person like Kyle. I think we're going in the right direction.
And looking kind of a little more about at this roster, you mentioned Dami and Natum. You've got some leaders in this group, don't you?
Yeah. Good people, first and foremost. Yeah. Leaders are you know, they're not perfect, but I think what you get with those people is they put the team first. That's what I'm going to try to be. I'm going to try to lead by that example. And then I think you have those players that you just mentioned, and Kyle and Natum and Damir, that are good people as well. We don't have the answers to everything. We depend on each other. We're also not scared to take other opinions from other people. And so, you know, we know who we are and what we are, and but also are very eager to get better and put the team in front of us. So it's good to have those leaders. They're critical to teams throughout the season.
We'll get into kind of the tactics, the X's and O's and everything further down the line. You've got another new addition to the staff.
Yep.
In Stefan Seibert.
Yep.
What kind of things drew you to him? What kind of things does he add to this group?
He's
where did you find him, first of all?
Yeah, no, he coached some college ball. He has a doctor's degree in teaching.
Do we have to call him doctor then?
No, we don't, and we won't, but no, you know, he's intelligent, first of all, good intelligent person. He's a football junkie, which I love. He knows nothing else but soccer. I think that's important. His passion is this, which is important. He was an instructor as well. He just, you know, came from U.S. soccer. He designed and led the A and B course for coaches. So for me, that was important because I think I have a lot of ideas in my head that not all of it I have some of it on paper, on presentations, but maybe the detail that sometimes I miss, I need someone else to come and say, that's right. Or, you know what, have you thought about adding this and just a different information? So he knows, he's very good at game analysis. So it's just an overall, and his energy is a lot different than mine. And maybe myself, Teddy's a little quiet, and, you know, he brings in that energy that a group needs to succeed. So I'm excited that what he's going to add to the team, and the coaching staff, and we're ready to get going. It's you know, we get caught in this bubble, and we think everything we do is right, or we get caught just doing the same old routine. We need someone to keep us on our heels. And did you think of this? Did you think of that? And it just keeps us developing. And most important is we want the team to develop. The coaching staff's got to develop. The better we can, quicker we can develop. And if we can develop, continue to develop, then we can help the team develop.
You know, there's the old cliche. We could say he wrote the book on successful soccer.
Yeah,
he literally wrote the book
on, yeah. Designed the sessions or the whole course.
Yeah, and in addition to that, had a he's a published author.
He is. That's what I hear. Yeah. His book.
So we'll have more info on that kind of throughout the weeks, and when we get Stephanie here in here onto the podcast as well. But if you look up his name on Amazon, you'll find a book on there that about past Champions League winners, Club World Cup winners, things like that. So, and how those teams got built and made, and what kind of things made them successful. So, maybe sprinkle a little of that in here, and everything will go just right.
Yeah, yep. It's we all have ideas, and you know, he's a part of the group.
Yeah,
I think that's an important thing, that we wanted to bring someone that understands that you're coming into a group to help the group.
Yeah,
be better. I don't shine, right. Not him shining, not me, not Tyrone. It's the group. We want our team to shine.
Yeah.
So the better the staff, the better for the team.
And I'll say this too. We're talking top to bottom here. You've got Matt Glazer working with RSL while still acting as assistant coach with the Monarchs. You've got Cody coming up and working with the Monarchs and the Academy.
Yep.
It's so integrated and so cohesive, this whole group, that it really doesn't feel like we have three separate teams, but just one giant roster of coaches and one giant roster of players that works really well together.
Yeah, no, you know, sometimes it's about finding the right balance. I've been having Monarch and Academy staff in here at times, and I said, this is what I think I'm doing. And sometimes you get 10 heads in here and brains, and everyone sees the game a little different, or how you could plan an exercise. So sometimes that may at times get you second guessing yourself, but other times it also helps you. That's the con about it. The pros is, you know, you get different ideas and it gets you thinking on maybe how you can get better. So I love the fact that we can try to integrate everyone to try to get the best out of everyone. Is it the right way of doing it? I don't know, but I like the fact that we all know that we're here for RSL, the whole club. And I
can't hear that without singing it in my head.
Yeah. We're here for RSL. So that's the idea, is getting everyone in here, feel comfortable, have some opinions. Your opinion might get shot down in moments, and other times it may be embraced, and that's the whole idea.
What's the rest of the week look like before we take off for Arizona?
Yeah, no, it's going to be tough. Tomorrow, two training sessions. We're in the attacking phase, and then Wednesday we have one, and then Thursday two, and Friday we have our session that leads into a scrimmage on Saturday. So it's going to be a tough week, and it's going to be leading us into Phoenix, hopefully just being sharper and understanding of what we want to accomplish.
Fred, it should be a fun week. I'm glad things got off to a energetic start here at Zions Bank Training Center. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Matt.
Been thinking about McDonald's all day. Can't get it off my mind. I can already taste it. Ooh, got my mind on my mouth and my mouth ready for some Mickey D's deal.
There's a deal for every moment at McDonald's.
Right now, get two of your favorites for just $3.50. Mix and match a classic McChicken, a hot and spicy McChicken, or a juicy McDouble. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Been thinking about McDonald's all day. Can't get it off my mind. I can already taste it. Ooh, got my mind on my mouth and my mouth ready for some Mickey D's deal.
There's a deal for every moment at McDonald's.
Right now, get two of your favorites for just $3.50. Mix and match a classic McChicken, a hot and spicy McChicken, or a juicy McDouble. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal. Single item at regular price.